Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Even when you're not around. If there are boundaries, I will try to knock them down. I'm latching on, babe. Now I know what I have found.
Former that dude TMA, it is underway. I'm looking at Hillary
and Trump shake hands right now in front of Lester Holt Live on NBC. It's the presidential debate going down in the United States of America. Over 100 million people to watch this broadcast tonight. I think one of the most important events since President Obama was elected into office. Folks, Hillary versus Trump, it's the presidential debate. The question tonight, are you registered? Will you vote? A lot of apathy within the African-American community about really two very unpopular people in the question, you know, why should we give a damn? The answer is because your vote and your voice matters because you pay taxes in the United States. So, you know, it's something that you should do, you have to do, because you are a taxpayer. Get out and vote. Voice your opinion. Are you registered? Will you vote? As we witness Lester Holt ask the tough questions of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump tonight, you are in tune to the Social Lab, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. It is 9:06, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, where it was mayhem, melee in the city last week, but calmer streets. We welcome you back, Madam Boston. Welcome to the show.
Good morning in the evening time. How do you do? And yes, well, they're still protesting here. So
don't you ever get caught up and don't call the house. How you
gotcha.
Not gonna call the house?
Oh, you on punishment?
No, okay. Come on,
see,
man. We was
my sister over there.
We know you, Yellow Panther. You like Yellow Panther, so you know.
Izzy,
we thought you was out in the street. Yeah, you know, not,
mm-hmm.
not Black Panther.
You?
So,
yellow.
We glad you're back.
thank you.
All the way live from the ATL. She's hot. She's chocolate. Give it up, hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Yes, yes. Pulling up the south side of the A for y'all, and we was getting ready to call out the squad to come get you.
We didn't know.
We ain't heard from you.
We didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to disappear.
Yeah, don't make us call the goon squad out, because you know it's hard to wrangle them back
hard
in.
Hard to pull back.
Out.
Hey, I know. Don't I know it?
Hey, I have to weigh in to the presidential debate. Donald Trump looking real presidential. Hillary Clinton looking like Margaret Thatcher. Let's go up the coast. All the way back.
This fool said Margaret Thatcher.
Thatcher, yes. Hair and all.
Yo.
Hey, James.
What up, man? Hey, man. It's hoodie season up here. Closing in on it in DMV out here, man. I know y'all can't relate because y'all way below the Mason-Dixon line, but it's a good feeling. We got hoodie season. Hey, yo,
we
man, I'm about to start a GoFundMe page for free Ghost, man. Free Ghost. GoFundMe page, free Ghost.
Yeah. Really.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey,
son, sick to my stomach.
Crazy how the tables turn.
Sick to my stomach.
And somebody go take Angela out. Somebody go
to the club. Should have let Tommy do that a while ago. We knew she was going to be a potential problem later on.
Yeah.
And now, it's rare as ugly head.
You're wondering what this rambling stuff, folks. We are power fans. Get you some
yes,
power
we are.
On
Star. Oh, I was lost. Very much so.
On the Stars Network. You weren't the only one lost. You weren't the only one. That's why I wanted to ring our listeners in because
I
love them so much.
Who the hell is Angela?
You are in tune to the Social Lab. Hillary versus Donald Trump. The presidential debate is going down. Are you registered? Will you vote? We'll be right back. Top 9.
Bad boy. Maybach. You ain't even got to count the money. It's all left. Boss. All aboard. Last train to Patty. together. I'm a photographer's dream. Count cream as my chain swing. Mac 11 for the things that the days bring. I'm after cheddar, debt and money, yeah, I chase cream. Petting leather like I'm Puffy in my saline. I rock jewels like my niggas in the A-team. I'm out of space, can't you see I am an A-lean? My wrist A-list, Automa is ageless. Bezel lit up like a billboard out in Vegas. You can't be serious, baby, you know I'm on top five, but you send you to the most high. Dope boy, and that's even in the bow tie. Oh boy, cause you know I got them close ties. The last train to Paris, wheels look like a Ferris. Your jeweler should be embarrassed. I brick the ruler, my ruler produced the carriage. Let's bow our heads, I gave you something to cherish.
It's that dirty money.
Came from heaven just to sing a song for you. Feel the rhythm of my love for you. And now it's feeling slow when you know it's the end of the road. When I sing that slow song for you. And love is nothing but another song for you.
Talking leather interior, oak wheel in the center. My nigga deal opium, still in the opium. Condominiums in the center of Ethiopia. Dirty money, all they seen on that phantom plate. Teeth, blue jeans, and it's treated like a cabaret. Five shots, now they need a roll of yellow tape. With a Glock, make a scene. I'm the F. Gary Gray. Crab cake served chill on that Learjet. Whenever did he call, I know it's by the big check. How many bags you forget to get your chick yet? Know a sex good just by looking at my chick neck. All aboard. Last train to Paris. Wheels look like a Ferris. Your jeweler should be embarrassed. I took a palm and read it just like a tarot. I could detonate a bomb at the issue of any challenge.
For me, for you, I will tell the angels more. Let them turn back into songs.
TM Hyman Radio Live, The Social Lab, 9:13 p.m. here in the south side of Atlanta. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, Save James, Madam Boston, and the General. We are here, all of us kind of sporadically watching the presidential debate. And our topic tonight is, will you vote? Are you registered to vote, and will you vote? 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in. Give us your opinion. Give us your take. It's utterly important that you make a decision and exercise your vote, because not voting is worse than voting for someone that you really don't want to vote for. Like, it's probably the exact same thing, because you're giving up your right to have your say. So definitely don't feel like not voting is better than, you know, really just picking someone. Everyone that I know.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, a lot of people that I know are labeling it as the, you know, the election that's the lesser of the two evils, where I hear that in pretty much every election, whether it be local or presidential. But you have to make a decision regardless.
No, absolutely. And I think that was the point that I was really going to make. I've never really ever seen a process, a presidential election specifically, and I've been following politics probably since like the sixth grade, real close. I've never seen a situation where people are just really just not really liked. Two people who are deemed unlikable is pretty, I think that's pretty unfair, you know, to the American people. I mean, the fact that we have to pick amongst two people that we don't even like, I mean, I'm like, damn, if you have to hire someone for a job, you should like them. Or does that really matter?
To some degree,
does that
yeah.
really matter? I mean, should it be the most qualified person, regardless of if they're likable or not? I think maybe that's a question for the ages, but I think you should at least be, you should at least have to trust. Mm-hmm. Somebody needs some medication. You should at least trust.
I need some oil.
The people that you have to hire, you should at least trust. So, again, I don't know. Question for the ages, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, weigh in. Who is winning the presidential debate right now, Donald or Hillary? It looks like Hillary 71% per the American people, and there's about 100 million people watching right now. It's going up and down. So Hillary looks like she's got it. But is she the best candidate, America? Who's the best candidate? Are you registered? Will you vote? Save James. Are you registered, Save James? Will you vote?
For shizzle, my dizzle. Yeah, I'm registered and I'm voting. I'm just on a anything but Trump campaign right now. You know what I mean? Just to be honest with you. And I saw a meme earlier today that kind of encapsulated the general feeling. I had a little boy with a butter knife about to push it into a socket, and it said Trump or Hillary, and at the bottom it said top socket or bottom socket. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So it's like, it's kind of, you know what I mean? It's kind
of
like, you know,
both
on
the
lines right there. You know what I mean? It's about how you want it, fire or ice, basically. You know what I mean? So
wow.
It's a tough situation that we're in right now. I wish we could just kind of, like, take a break, like, you know, in a relationship. Like, you know, we need some space right now, and we'll come back and reevaluate things later on. But, unfortunately, that's not how politics and, you know, the American public works anyway.
Yeah, not at all.
But, you know what I mean? But, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we're just kind of, you know, kind of caught between the rock and the hard place. But let's just, like I said, pray and hope for the best. We got to roll the dice on this one. Like I said, anything but Trump. And I, you know, like I said, what I'm hearing, but the thing is this, though, it's like there's so much buzzing going on that if Trump doesn't get in, that there's going to be some kind of civil disrest, some potential civil war started again, and I also saw real quick. Huh? Say what?
Now, therefore, not already.
Yo, yeah, the script is already written for it. No, absolutely, the script is already written for it. So, but then I'm also hearing that I actually saw on like I was watching MSNBC one night and they had Glenn Beck on. And they had a portion of his show on where there was a caller that called him from, like, you know, the Hills Have Eyes part of Virginia. And he was talking about how if Trump does get in and he doesn't build that wall, that they ready to go after him, meaning Trump, for not holding up his part of the promise. So it's kind of like, yo, what are we really getting into come November? You know what I mean? Like, what's really about to happen, yo? And, you know,
hey,
I'm just saying, tool up.
We're about to find out. Hey, we'll be right back, folks. It's 9:15. All right, you ready to the boat?
Stay over where you're from. I guess so. Stay with me. I'm just feeling my vibe right now. I'm feeling myself.
Panda. Panda. Panda, 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 panda. I got broads in Atlanta. Just a baby in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the band. Legacy, family. Wayne see, they like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey, on the helmet. Legacy, family. Wayne see, family. Pockets full, Danny. Selling ball, candy. Man on the macho like Randy. The chopper go out for granted. Pull up your bandit. I got broads in Atlanta. Switched to Dodie in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the list in the van. Legacy, family. Way see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey, just on the hammer. Legacy, family. Way see, family. Package for Danny. Selling ball, candy. May not the macho like Randy. The chopper go out for Grammy. Pull up your family. Hope the killers understand me. Panda, 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 panda. I get broads in Atlanta, twisted up lean and sipping Fanta. Credit cards in the scammer, wake up beside the let it sound. Over to let they be answering, rent, I know we clap. I be pulling up something in the fan. I got plenty of stuff with Bugatti, but look how I tried. Legacy, Fanta, why is he killing no camera? Pop a perk, I got Santa Gorilla, they come and kill you with bananas. Two killers, I feel it, pull up in the Fanta, no they come and kill you on the camera. Rollie is dancing bigger than the Panda, go out to the Grammy, but pull up your Panda, pull up, I'ma flip it. I got pull up and get it, I got just count for digits, say you make you a lot of new money. No, pull up in the end of baby, CCDD, pull up in the baby, call a Philip, pull up, gon' feel it, baby. Up in the baby, gon' drill it, baby, we gon' kill it, but get it. I got broads, yeah, I get it. I got cards, yeah, it's how I live. Did it all for a ticket, I play the bombs when he spinning, the Bobby be spinning. Chop the dawn, doing business, then the baby, she doing the feeling. I begin to the chicken, count to the chicken, and all of my n****s split. Panda, 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 panda. I got broads in Atlanta. Switched to Dolby in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the band. Legacy, family. Way and see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey, on the helmet. Legacy, family. Way and see, panda. Package for Danny. Selling ball, candy. Man on the macho like Randy. The chopper go out to the Grammy. Pull up your bandit. Hope you understand me. I got broads in Atlanta. Switched to Dodie in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the bandit. Legacy, family. Way and see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey, on the hand. Legacy, family. Way and see, panda. Package for Danny. Selling ball, candy. May not the macho like Randy. The chopper go out to the Grammy. Pull up your bandit. Hope you killers understand me. Panda, 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 panda.
It's 9:23 p.m. here on the East Coast, 6:23 on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle, figure it out. You are listening to the Social Lab, T.M. Hyman Radio Live. And tonight we're talking about Hillary versus Trump. They do, you know, we got the presidential debate going on as we speak. But tonight we're going to be talking about more so, are you registered to vote? And if not, are you, how soon do you plan on getting registered? Because it's coming up, people. We got less than, what is it, less than 40 days. Less than 40 days.
Hey, one thing about Trump, as I sit here and watch, and I was listening to a little bit on the break, he always sounds like he knows what he's talking about. He's always confident in what he's saying, even though what he's saying is a bunch of crap.
Right.
But he sounds very confident and fluid in what he says. And so
it's dressed up
him,
BS.
But yeah, it's so important that we don't feed into the malarkey, the maloney. The baloney. Listen, somebody
maloney
asked me over the break and asked, who is Margaret Thatcher? Margaret Thatcher, like
Prime Minister of England,
over the UK for a long time, like from the 70s until like the 90s. She was a woman over there. I mean, and she ran stuff, like, for women. And so, you know, women in leadership in government is not a new thing. It's just it's an uncommon thing in the United States at such a high level.
Right.
Clinton was looking like Margaret Thatcher standing up there for a moment, and I guess that kind of tells my damn age to a certain degree.
Okay.
A little.
Yeah.
You weren't born in the 80s.
Yeah. Hey, no, but I'll tell you this as well. I've been following politics for a long time, so I would, you know, just know things about government that the average person just wouldn't know. And I think that's out of my desire to be like a senator or a congressman. That's
right.
Feel like an aspiration. So, you know, be nice, or you might not be able to get a driver's license in your state.
Do it.
I think I became involved with just staying up with politics. Because the woman that raised me, she was involved in a lot of the local, you know, politics, and she would go to these, you know, these dinners and benefits. And it would always be, you know, congressmen, senators, and all this beautiful stuff in there. And I mean, of course, back then they didn't know what the hell was going on, but then it was a little bit like, wow, that's what we were doing.
You know,
right.
I was befriended because of my interest in politics when I was a teenager. I was befriended by Virginia State Senator Yvonne Miller. And for anyone who knows anything about Senator Miller, you knew that she was a very feisty, spunky black woman who told it like it was. But she did a lot for the state of Virginia. I learned a lot.
Yes, she did.
Again, she took me under her wing, and she passed away a few years ago. God bless her soul. But it's leaders like Senator Yvonne Miller and Doug Wilder, the first black governor of the state of Virginia. And those like him, Congressman Bobby Scott, who still throws cookouts.
Who still active,
sends invites still to, you know, to this day. And so out to the constituents, it's leaders like that who, folks, we have to vote and put in office. We can't be moved. We can't be distracted by people who make the cut. Unfortunately, we have some people who've made the cut who we don't quite like, but we still got to get out and vote, because whoever we choose or do not choose still is going to impact our future. Are you registered with you vote? How do you know if you're registered or not? So let me tell you, I know that I'm registered in a county that I don't even live in, but I'm going to go vote in that county because I've moved since. So you have to do research in order to know something like that. Because what will happen is you will assume that you're going to vote in one place. You're going to get there and they won't let you vote because they'll tell you don't live in the district. You can't vote at that church no more. You got to go to the recreation center because that's in your district. Don't get caught up at the last minute, because y'all know what we do. We go to the polls 10 minutes before it's about to close.
Yep.
So,
right.
And so you won't have time to get across town to vote in your right district. What that means is you got to do the research. I believe across the country, the deadline for registration is probably the first or second week of October.
It's October 11th.
October the 11th.
I know that because I just recently moved and I have to update my information by October the 11th. That's how I'm with it.
Yeah, just real quick, just as an aside to CeeLo's point about the local officials that we need to consider when we do go vote. In your state, Boston, there was a congressman, Robert Pettinger, that came out of his side of his face talking about this is all those protests and everything is happening in Charlotte because black people hate white people because they're successful and we're not.
And we're not.
Yeah. That was,
you
I
know
thought
what
that
was Robert Pettinger. Robert Pettinger. I'm looking at his name right now to make sure I had it correct.
I don't know if it's Pettinger or Pettinger. I'm looking at it right now to make sure I had his name correct. This is and he could basically can surmise the general feeling, I would say, of not all, but most of those that have no idea why these protests are in such opposition of what the protest or the speaking out is really undermining.
Yeah, but that's drugs. That's drugs. That's what's going on in the protest down there is drugs. Like,
so
what?
I mean, it's complete uninformed information.
He was on CNN saying this crap.
And he apologized for it soon after. He apologized soon after for it because he saw how asinine his. Yeah, he apologized the same day. Because Don Lemon grilled him on it, because he was on the BBC network when he made those statements.
Yeah.
And even the moderator on the BBC station looked at him like, "Yo, son, you bugging." And then Don Lemon grilled him later on that evening on CNN about the statement. And he apologized profusely about it, and it was just like, "Nah, Duke, you know what I'm saying? You ain't taste those words before you sent them out. So that's how you feel. Just keep it funky. We'd rather know what side you stand on."
Yeah,
talk,
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
I thought it was ridiculous because he sounded just like Trump did when he was like, they hate white people because we're successful and they're not. And it's like, it sounded just like when Trump was like, your schools are horrible. You don't have any jobs. What do you have
to lose?
It's like, what?
What do you people have to lose?
You
what are you watching? Good Times? Every
what
day?
The hell you mean, you people?
Everybody got
hell. 32. We got the next live out of the DMV with Save James. Be right back.
March 9th.
I'm not only a client, I'm the player president. First things first, I pop up, freaks all the honey, dummies, playboy bunnies, those wanting money. Those the ones I like, cause they don't get Nathan, but penetration. Unless it smells like sanitation, garbage I turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever. However, I stay coochie down to the socks, rings and watch filled with rocks. And my jam knocking your Mitsubishi, girls pee-pee when they see me, Navajos creep me in their teepee, as I lay down laws like Alan. Stop it, stop it. If you think they're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friends, Papa hit it, then split it in two as I flow with the junior mafia. I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya, Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in, game begins. First, I talk about how I dress is this and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexuses. The sex is just immaculate. From the back, I get deeper and deeper. Help you reach the climax that your man can't. Mate, call him, tell him you'll be home real late and sing the break, huh?
Let girl step up to this. Let girl step up to this. Let girl step up to this. Let girl step up to this.
She's sick of that song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is. Major pain like Damon Wayans. Low down dirty even like his brother Keenan. Scheming. Don't leave your girl around me. True player for real. Act Puff Daddy. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben's traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped CD changer with the cell. She beat me. Meet me at 12. Where you at? Flipping jaws, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, was the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down her throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo? Me. We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls. The envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in them. The finest women I love with the passion. Your man's a wimp, I get that ass a good thrashing. High fashion, flying in the all states, sexing me while your man, isn't this great? Your flight leaves at 8, her flight lands at 9, my game just rewind. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. I'm not only a client, I'm the player president. I'm supposed to represent. I'm supposed to represent. I'm supposed to represent. Brooklyn. Biggie, Biggie, give me one more chance. Biggie, Biggie, give me one more chance to represent.
Yep, yep, 9:36 p.m. here in the Social Lab, TM Harmon Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, the General, and with our sports report for the night, sports update, that is, Sage James.
See what they're hitting for. Feeling like I should be riding in my night riding car right now.
Oh, yeah, the suitcase.
All right. You want to learn today?
Yeah, that's dope right there. That's dope right there.
All right, check it. Your sports report.
Thank you,
young lady. Thank you kindly. Sports report for 9/26/16. First of all, thoughts and prayers go out to the family of Miami Marlins ace and local South Miami hero, Jose Fernandez, who was tragically killed in a boating accident early Sunday morning in a jetty off Miami Beach. Speed was suspected as a factor. And according to numerous testimonies of friends and family, if he had lived out his career, he was bound for Cooperstown without a doubt. And was an individual who touched many lives in his short span of life. Thoughts and prayers again go out to the family. Hold your head in this tough time. Arnold Palmer also passed away yesterday at the age 87 due to complications of heart problems. He was nicknamed the King, whose career spanned over 5 decades, and coined a drink I am very fond of, the Arnold Palmer. It's the half lemonade and iced tea. You know, when it's done right, crack cocaine in the spot of corn, baby. Cocaine in the can, baby. Chris Bosh's career in NBA news. Chris Bosh's career is likely over in Miami, according to Pat Riley. Bosh has missed the majority of the last 2 seasons due to blood clots in his leg and has yet to pass a physical or yet to be cleared by doctors to play. LeBron says that he will stand for the national anthem because he has a vagina. Because he has fear of his son's life.
Wow.
But supports Kaepernick full-fledged in his peaceful protest. And Steph Curry is also speaking out about it, too, talking about he wants to talk to Cap to see the reason why the protest. Ah, Steph, you're losing me more and more by the day. On to the NFL. Okay, it's tough for me to say, but Washington beat the Giants 29-27. Eli gift-wrapped it 2 picks to the Redskins during crunch time in order to seal the victory for the Redskins. Although ODB bested Norman on paper. Josh Norman walked away with the W in the long run. So I guess he who laughs last laughed the hardest. Shady McCoy finally got to get a chance to turn loose, and Carson Palmer threw 4 picks in Arizona's loss to Buffalo, 18-33. Speaking of picks, Ryan Fitzpatrick has been officially dubbed Ryan Pickspatrick after he threw 6 interceptions to the Kansas City Chiefs, falling back down to earth and losing to the Chiefs 24-3. Raiders beat the Titans 17-10. Browns lost to the Dolphins 30-24. Ravens beat the Jags 19-17, while Steve Smith had some words for the young boy Jalen Ramsey. And Jalen Ramsey had nothing to say on the field but decided to get the neck rolling and the eye rolling in the locker room. His interview looked kind of suspect. Yeah, I don't know if he's straddling the fence or what team he's playing for. Lions lost to the Packers again. Aaron Rodgers threw 4 touchdowns in the first half, and we finally have a Jordy Nelson sighting. Broncos beat the Bengals 29-17. Trevor Siemian goes off 4 TDs to push the champs to 3-0. Vikings D sacked Cam Newton 8 times to beat the Panthers 22-10. Rams finally scored their first offensive touchdown since 1994, Christmas Eve of 1994, beating the Bucks 37-32. Niners lost to the Seahawks 37-18. Colts beat the Chargers 26-22. The Steelers got their ass handed to them by Carson Wentz and the Eagles 34-3. Carson Wentz looked like he's been there before. The Bears lost to the Cowboys 31-17, while Dak Prescott still hasn't turned the ball over yet in three games as a rookie. And the Bears are looking like the worst team in the league right now, so that's no credit to the Cowboys. Not a good litmus test, if you ask me. But in all fairness, the Cowboys are looking like they're going to have an any given Sunday scenario in their hands once Tony Romo gets fully healthy with Willie Beeman and Cap. I don't know what's going to happen out of it, but it's looking like it's shaping up that way. And this just
we'll take that. Thank you. We'll take that.
Hey, I bet you will. Take it while you can, because we know December comes, and that's when you guys start getting in your own way. So I'm not worried about you guys until December.
We'll take Dak for the season.
I would too. If I was Jerry, I would too. But you know, Jerry's a very clever person, so we don't know how it's going to play out. But this, Justin, is the last thing I have right here. This, Justin, former Cowboys defensive end Greg Hardy just got arrested for drug charges, likely in possession of cocaine. So,
you know, you just couldn't let us have our win and just be good.
Why would I?
You just had to
why
throw
would
that.
I? Which is January, September
26th.
Down with
that's why I'm taking you off on Christmas.
From the Bronx to Bed-Stuy, with my ride or die, Leah, Joe, Wyatt, Kanye, getting hit up on the highway, the NY way, the breadwinner, killer, leg giver, Reggie Miller, shot hitter, crack cocaine, rock dealer, the unleasher, one who cops sneakers, the kid who fly every Easter, the MasterCard and the Visa, the jewelry remover, the point prover, the nightmare Freddy Krueger, the carjacker, take your Uber, the case catcher, the thug who hate rappers, the young master, the heart colder than the laughter.
The slapper with the hammer, the toe tagger, troublemaker, the I hate haters hater, the stop popper, the rock waller, the Bronx bomber, the twat proper, the drop top driver, the great spitter, the I don't play with her, the cake getter, rape, the deal upstate bitter, the college graduate, diploma hanging on the refrigerator, the trasher, supposing the incinerator, the money maker, the chicken flipper, the Louboutin red bottom sister, the Dawn Perry arm sipper, the Bloody Mary, but a lot scarier, the realest, the real Rosa singer, ox carrier,
the good fella, the hood dweller, the spelling bee, big word speller, the thugger, thugger yeller, the getaway driver, the king of drama, the money splurger, the truth without sojourner, the back block lurker,
the four fifth ripper, the one torn low clips, ain't scared of no hole, who bleed once a month, the boss, the furs in the winter, the long line skipper, and still the hottest chick on the market,
Grim Reaper, the freestyle leaker, the gun in the speaker, the new Jack City repeater, brother's keeper, the comatoser, who never sober, the shoulder host, the soldier, the black Gucci loafers, the strong stamina, world tour, UK, down to Canada, big tipper, they scared of us, giving racks to panhandlers.
Brick smuggler, number one weed customer, the club rusher, the known gun buster, the shot caller, the one who more real than all of them, the band holder, the dealer taking out the joke goons, the weed planner, the car scammer, the hip hop steady rock jammer, the Millie rock dancer, the mob hitter, gun in my bra, the bra lifter, the scar giver, I spit fire, Godzilla,
the artist disser, the pissy elevator pisser, blessing my soul with easy Jesus, the E and J sipper, the Mr. Mackey, kept it real since Pataki, I kept the gun in my khaki since he was wearing clothes baggy, the beef bringer, swing like Venus Serena, the alphabetical slaughter recorder, the Nasarima dreamer,
the Giuseppe wearer, close to Chanel chick, Mrs. Get Fly, the fleek, fleek, the street crash, street, crash, street, the hood rich, the Instagram lit, the Facebook sick, go on Twitter just so I can block a block, the title stripper, black bottle rose sipper. zipper. Pop bullies. The motorcycle lifter.
The man smart as MacGyver. The high schemer. The Joe Pesci find you and leave you. The life lever. The letter writer. Gotta support the lifers. The one who killed the BET cipher. You nice, but I'm way nicer. The illest rapper. The mic snatcher. The Benjamin dead prayer stacker. My wife got a record bragger.
In the mirror.
The man in the mirror.
The rest of them fairer.
They trying to be us. My vision getting clearer.
The big whip pusher. I hook up on the hooker. The good looker. I'm still a queen, you hood booger.
The block swerver. The 120 learner. I send you to the voicemail. The call curver.
The bullet in the burner. Killing you motherfucker.
She got my back, I got her back, so they never snuck us. New York's number one shooters.
Nikki and Mallory, the Bonnie and Clyde overdo it.
Papoose, Remy Ma, Broken Slanguage, 6:46, where I am here in the ATL. Hillary versus Trump, the presidential debate is going down. Last I saw, the polls was actually showing Trump ahead, but listen. We can't be distracted by the nonsense. What the hell is Donald Trump talking about? What is he saying? I mean, really?
For here.
Listen, are you registered? Will you vote? Madam Boston, are you registered?
Yes, I am, sir.
Will you vote?
Yes, I will, sir.
Okay, I just got to get it out of the way. Hot Chocolate, are you registered? Will you vote? I heard you say you were down at the DMV, I think.
Yes, I'm currently registered in my Florida jurisdiction, and I need to update my information to Georgia, which I will be doing this week, and I will make sure that it is done before October 11th so that I am able to vote in the election in November.
Listen, it is imperative, ladies and gentlemen, that you register in the correct district, county, city, community in which you live today so that your vote can be valid. It's not a game. There's so much trickery, and there's so much that's going to come closer till we get, I think it's maybe like 45 days or something like that.
If that.
It's a countdown. Tuesday, November the 8th, it goes down in America. Would you say?
And you know what?
You know?
A lot of places, you don't know. Y'all be mindful and double check that you don't have to bring, whether you have to or don't have to bring an ID or a form of identification
bring
with you. But
bring that anyway. Yeah.
Bring it anyway. In some states, you know, they've been trying to get it passed, and you know, the higher court to, you know, keep shutting them down. But you never know what'll happen in between now and then. So definitely have your identification on you, or go to the DMV, and you can just get an ID card. You don't have to get a driver's license. You can get an ID card.
The ID card, just in case you're related to CeeLo. Food stamp card is not your ID card. Let's go to the phone. 917-889-6.
Nor is
PayPal. Let's go up to DC. What up, Cooper? What up, brother?
Hey, what's going on, TM family?
Hey, Kobe.
Hey, so you saying my gambler's card that I had for the Horseshoe Casino, I can't use that?
Yeah, that ain't going to work.
No.
That ain't going to work.
Especially not in D.C. That's Baltimore Casino, fool. You crazy?
Ain't going to work.
What about the new one? That's going to be right on the borderline. That should work.
only the MGM card, you may be able to pass.
Right.
So they know it would be bogus. Better stop it before they arrest you.
Registered? Will you vote? Are you registered? Will you be voting?
Man, you know I'm registered. I've been registered for years. They can't take my vote away from me. Other people might be willing to let them take their vote away from them. They ain't taking mine from me. I just heard Donald Trump in a debate basically endorse stop and frisk. Said they need to start using it in other cities, and that it probably could help a whole lot because the African American and Hispanic.
Even though it was unconstitutional, he's promoting it.
If Donald Trump heard you say that, he would say, no, that's not the truth. That's a lie. Even if you had the documents in front of you.
As soon as he said it.
Yeah, he would say, that's a lie. It's not unconstitutional. We can do it. He said the blacks and the Hispanic community are hurting and they're suffering, and we need to help them. They are in the worst shape ever. Prison. The black and Hispanic community are in the worst shape ever since Obama came in office.
At all. Everybody is eating out of each other's hands. It's bowls. Yeah. He going hard with that one. I don't know this guy.
What that's called is that's called manipulation. That's what that's called.
I'm mad he keeps getting
manipulation.
But that's the only way he's going to be. That's the only way he like, I guess, gets his point across by interruption. Like, you know that one person that's always loud and wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
what
I'm saying. I could sound right if I yell too. You know what I mean? That's all that is. That's all that is.
And you're exactly
trying
right. That's what it is. He tried to sound loud and say it really loud and determined over top of the other people that's talking.
Right.
But some people will say.
Go back to what TM said. How just when he sounds very convincing, no matter what
mm-hmm.
he says, he could try to convince you that he could sell water to a well, and he'll take that till he's blue in the face. You know what I'm saying?
It definitely make you question if there's even a well, because we're in the desert and we haven't seen water in 50 years. But he has the water.
Yes,
yeah,
with no
it
shovel,
make you believe it.
No hole or nothing. Right.
You know what he is? He's a classic snake oil salesman.
Okay.
That's what he is. He's a classic snake oil salesman. And he's selling snake oil, and some people are buying it. But he's built that snake oil that he's selling, he built it on racism and bigotry. And all the dog whistle that people have been saying that the Republican Party has been doing for years, he said, I'm not going to whistle. I'm just going to say it out. And that's how he built his base up. And now
I'm glad you said snake oil salesman. I thought you was about to say he's a classic New Yorker, and I was about to have to just hang up and just
own
you.
Oh man, I wasn't gonna say that, man.
Okay, just making sure.
Speaking of New Yorkers rocked out this past weekend. Shout out to Rihanna who killed it. Central Park, Global Citizens.
Don't quite forget about the world, 'cause it's only me and you.
p.m. here in the Social Lab, p.m. Hyman Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, the General, Save James, and Cooper, our Washington Bureau correspondent, joining us as well tonight, 917-889-3926. You got a few more minutes to join us and weigh in. Are you registered to vote, and will you vote the 2016 presidential election debate is going on right now. Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton. We got about 35 minutes left into the time of the debate. What do you think so far? Who do you think is winning the debate?
Hillary looked real subdued. I'm not sure if she is like standing there and she's asleep. I'm not sure if she's asleep and her eyes are open or if she's just trying to really listen intently. I'm not sure.
I think what they're trying to do, they want her to not seem crazy so she can seem like the one that's calm and collective. And they trying, and him look crazy. Because I heard that on Twitter they're trying to get it trending right now. Or people are getting it. It's trending already. Coked up Donald.
He might have done a line or two. Or three.
Ooh, cocaine is a hell of a drug.
And a quick bump before he got out there to give him that
not a
quick
bump.
Like that, he's always hyper like that.
But that may be where he lives in his alternate reality. You know, cocaine is a hell of a drug.
That's the bulldozer in him. That's the bulldozer in him where he tries to run over you to, you know, get his point across and bully you to do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I'm thinking old to still be snorting cocaine and on the campaign trail. He's a hell of a beast. If he tooting,
he can keep all that up, right?
But what 2 Chainz call it? You sneaking and geeking over there. Sneaking and geeking, son.
I'm done with you for the night. That's it. Can't take no more.
We're back on Wednesday, not a P.
Hey, Jay-Z is a better rapper than Nas. Jay-Z is better than Nas.
Wait, that sort of conversation for another day.
All right.
Another day.
Jay-Z
is
the GOAT. Jay-Z
is debatable.
Not up for discussion. That's one debate
debatable.
That's not going on. Jay-Z is
it's
the GOAT.
It's debatable, homie. It's debatable.
Bring that back on the night when Bink is on.
We don't need Bink, son. We can chop that up between the heads we got right here. It's debatable.
He got the most.
He got the most
flows. Nas got one sound.
But it's classic, son. Jay-Z telling these new cats now. That's what I don't like.
Well, all he needs is one mic, so you know.
And Nas can't pick beats.
He can't. I'll give you that. Production was never as strong as it. But the storytelling,
they
can't deny it.
And he let Jungle murder him on Uchi Wally.
Yeah.
Horse kind of got him, too.
Yeah.
And Jay is the inventor of the double entendre.
Ether stands alone in his class by himself. It started a new vocabulary in the hood language.
Yeah, but
don't lose that.
But take over and super ugly had facts.
He needed two. He needed two songs.
Ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you're registered to vote. Make sure that you're registered to vote. It is imperative that you do so before October 11th, or your vote does not count. You're not going to be able to get in. They're going to turn you away from wherever you go. Make sure you are registered to vote. Log on online. Figure out where to go and register. Go to the post office. Go to the DMV. Somebody will tell you where to go. They got voter registration out in the street, everywhere. Register to vote.
That's right. And if you don't, I got the shady spot under the tree in the plantation.
That's right. And he's not going
to
share.
You sure you want to be under the tree at the plantation? Think about that.
Hey, I'm going to be there on the lawn, killing the grass.
I'm going to be outside anyway, so it don't matter.
Yeah, you're going to be in the field. I got you.
I already know.
I'll bring water to you. I already know.
And the water better be cold.
You got to worry about that.
Radio show.